you out. You just said, hey, I'm going to go see the Leaning Tower and come back with a report. So what'd you do?
Yeah, well, I knew I was doing this, and I decided that I probably should bring something.
To the noon to three?
Yeah, you know.
Presentation?
I didn't want to be a total passenger, because I want to be invited back someday.
Okay.
And so I decided, I live not far from the Leaning Tower of Dallas, and so I decided to walk down there yesterday. You know, a nice little brisk walk. It was nice weather yesterday. And I went into the closet, and I found an old ticket fleece to put on. So I at least had some media branding on me. So when I tried to talk to people, I didn't look like such a crazy person. Because I'm just using my phone, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting several interviews, but I'm going to play three of them for you. Two eyewitnesses and then one fellow media member.
Now, does it look, when you're up close, does it look as ridiculous as it looks on TV or the webcam?
Yes. So I...
The wrecking ball is tiny.
Yes. Before I walked around and started talking to people, I walked all the way up to the fence. Because there's no crowd control. There's a giant grass field, and then there's a fence, and then there's the you know, the demo area. But you can walk right up to the fence line, and so you know, I reached my hand through the fence and took a picture and a quick video of the wrecking ball. And yeah, it's probably about the size of like a giant piece of luggage, like the biggest piece of luggage that you would drag on an airplane. That's okay. About how big it is. And
you see they've done spin control on this too, because day one they said, we're going to be out here doing this from 9 to noon. Be done by noon.
Yeah.
Then they said, no, 3 to 4 days, approximately. Now I saw the latest press release said it could be 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I am in the camp of weeks, because with every collision of the wrecking ball, one piece of rubble falls off the building.
It's amazing, like a brick.
Yeah.
The size of a brick.
And because it didn't come down in one piece, and because it's such thick concrete, it's not, they can't just like saw it like a tree and have it topple over and cut it from the bottom. They have to just go floor by floor, breaking it down from the top down to the ground.
Yeah, I wondered why they didn't start on the bottom floor.
I guess because I don't know, maybe there's safety concerns that they don't want it to, you know, crush anyone or anything, but
or use more dynamite?
Yeah, but it seems like they are backed into this corner where this is what they have to do.
Oh, did you see the other bit with it last night?
Yes. Yeah, Choctaw.
They actually put a projection ad on there. They're making bank off this.
Yeah, so
More power to them, right?
Yeah, well, so Richards Group, their offices, their big Dallas ad agency, their offices are right across the highway from the Leaning Tower of Dallas site. And so I guess it was from their building, because Choctaw is one of their clients, they projected onto the Leaning Tower while it was dark out, so you could see it plain as day.
It's awesome.
And it said, try your luck with us, or do better with us.
You'll have better luck with us, yeah. Or something like that.
All right, so I talked to a couple of locals. The first local I talked to is a gentleman named Brad, who is a Dallas lifer. So I wanted to know, like, just what has he seen in his days here in Dallas, and how does this compete with what he's seen in his lifetime.
Oh, what's your name?
Brad.
Brad, and how long have you lived in Dallas?
My whole life.
Your whole life. So when were you born?
56.
Okay. So you were too young to really remember Kennedy. So is this the craziest thing that you've experienced in Dallas in your lifetime?
Well, no, I remember Kennedy, but it's out there, definitely pretty bizarre.
And why did you come out to have a look?
I've not ever seen one come down. I thought I'd see if it, just to see if I could see it fall down, but...
Looks like it's going to take a while, huh?
I think we should take bets. It might take a week, or it might be today.
I'm going to put my money on a week.
I'll go 5 days.
Over under at five and a half, maybe?
Maybe.
Like, we're talking,
work days, not weekends, right?
Work days.
Right. Have you ever worked construction? Have you ever seen as shoddy a job of demolition as this?
Well, they went with the cheapest bid, but no, I don't know much about it, but it failed, I guess.
How would you have done it different? Like twice the explosives?
Yeah. I'd use a bazooka at this point.
Right.
Totally
go Beirut on it?
This steam shovel guy's got bad rhythm on swinging that weight. He doesn't seem to have the rhythm.
Right, yeah. It's like he's got a kind of a herky-jerky stroke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're setting it at under 5.5, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll see you out here in 5.5 days.
Okay.
And we'll double check.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
So that guy has a good idea for a radio bit. We need to
set the over-under.
We need to all pick a day
for when it's finally gone.
It's like when's the baby going to be born or something, right?
Yeah.
Pick a day and time, and whoever's closest wins. I don't know if we do we do it with a bit, some kind of
bet payoff?
Yeah.
But because you would have to set exact parameters on when it's done, because they're going, so piecemeal all the way down to the ground.
It's obviously not going to just all fall at
right.
once. That's why I was tuning in Monday, or when did they start this? Tuesday? Whatever. I thought, okay, I'll see the money hit. One hit is going to make the whole thing topple. But I don't.
No, we're not going to get that money shot. All right, now here is Francisco. Francisco was another man on the street that I talked to, and Francisco had a big bushy gray beard and a long gray Willie Nelson ponytail. So this is Victor, or Francisco.
Hey,
sorry.
What's your name?
Francisco Morales.
And so have you been out here every day, or is this your first time looking at the Leaning Tower?
It was second day.
Oops.
Second day since they started tearing it down.
So how much progress do you think they've made?
Not that much, man.
How long do you think it's going to take?
About 7 days.
At least?
At least.
Now, how would you do it different? What would you do if it was your job?
I don't think there's no other way, man.
No other way?
No other way.
Slowly but surely?
Slowly, yeah.
All right.
Because the way it is, you can't get in there and try to put more explosives.
Right.
You don't know it might come down.
Like, how much would I have to pay you to climb in there with explosives?
Oh, man, it's got to be at least a million.
At least a million?
Yeah.
Do you think they should keep it? Just give up?
Well, they say they want to develop it, so I don't know. The owner wants it down, so they had to put it down.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to put things down.
Yeah. Start to get some new stuff up.
Have you ever had to wring a dog's neck with your own hands?
No.
Would you for $1 million?
Yeah, I would. But I'd too.
But then you would get out.
Yeah, I would.
And
yeah.
Then you would have $1 million.
Yeah.
And then if you did the explosive thing, then you'd have $2 million.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Congrats, Frisco, on being a millionaire.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. So we had great chemistry
the headline.
There.
Yeah, I'm picturing the headline in the paper where the
dog murderer brings down Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Yeah, or whatever. Egg on their face construction company hires Francisco to
to take a backpack
job.
Full of explosives to the top. All right, and the last one.
Well, where did the ring your neck thing come? That seemed to be out of the blue totally.
Well, because he said that they needed to put it down, and so.
Oh, okay, put it down. There you go.
My brain just went to putting down animals. And then there was a lot of media out there. It's turned into a vehicle for self-promotion. I mean, obviously people are doing the Leaning Tower selfies where they're holding it up or pushing it down.
Great bit.
But then there's also people out there painting. There's people out there doing wacky video packages. There's people doing rampant self-promotion. And so that was kind of the angle of Channel 11's Aaron Jones's story. So this is my brief interaction with the lovely and talented Aaron Jones. All right, we are with a representative from Channel 11. What's your name?
Aaron Jones.
And so is this definitely going to go on your reel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, how can you beat this scenery? And it's bringing out the artistic people, and they're doing music videos and murals. I mean, what do you think about all of it?
I mean, it is a opportunity for rampant self-promotion. What's the angle of your story? Are you jumping on all the people that are jumping on this PR opportunity?
Yeah, so basically our story today is just talking to all the people that have come out here and are shooting video of this, taking it in, taking selfies. I'm sure you've seen all over the internet, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, people are posting about this. So we're going to take some of those memes and put them in our story tonight. And then, of course, just giving an update on what's happening here.
So how long do you think this is going to take, or have you gotten any indication from the Lloyd Neighbors people?
So we asked the developer yesterday how long this would take, and they told us they're not sure. So we're thinking, just looking at it out here, more than a week, I would think. How about you?
I mean, they've been at it for a day and a half, and they've barely got half of a story off of it, so... I think 2 weeks is conservative.
2 weeks.
Now, okay. Now, do you think that they should try and find a bigger wrecking ball?
I thought that yesterday, but now that I'm looking at it, I mean, they said that the crane cannot hold anything heavier than that wrecking ball. So
they need to find a bigger crane.
Yeah. Well, and then we asked about the crane as well, and they said it's going to take too long to get a bigger crane in. So this is the best that they can do right now. We asked about...
It's the old catch-22.
Yeah, we asked about potentially blowing it up, and they said that would probably take too long as well.
Right, because they would have to get, like, a demolitions expert to, like, rappel in and place the charges, right? Like in Mission Impossible?
I have no idea what it would take. That sounds pretty complex, though.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck winning, like, a daytime Emmy with your package or whatever this is.
Daytime Emmy, wow.
Or maybe, like, a what is it, a Katie Award?
A Katie Award. What about you? Are you going to be putting this on your reel?
No. Thank you.
Thanks.
Look at that, two reporters just having a little banter.
I mean, we're peers. We're equals.
They totally understand each other.
But isn't that interesting that... They need a bigger wrecking ball, but they can't because it would topple over the crane. So they need a bigger crane, but they can't get a bigger crane onto the site because there's not one close by. So they're stuck with this little rinky-dink wrecking ball.
They have another excuse every time something bad happens. Well, no, it's because of the... Yeah, but you're the one who did that in the first place. Like, I feel like this is going to be very bad for this demolition company, but maybe not. You know, like,
I mean, their name is plastered all over, you
right.
know, their signs.
I would
and their
take
struts.
That down. Like, I would put up my competitor's name.
They're not going to put this on their resume.
Like, it just feels like if they brought the big crane in the first place, they wouldn't be dealing with this. Or if they imploded it correctly. And I'm only saying that I have zero knowledge of any of this. All I do know is we've never seen this ever in any other cities, and they're blowing up buildings all the time, right?
Yeah. It's a definite miscalculation.
So it's their fault. Somewhere they're at fault. They keep putting out press release after press release saying, oh, no, you and the media just don't understand. It's, I mean, it's common. It takes 4 weeks
now,
to drop a building.
I unsubstantiated claim, but I did hear from someone that the reason why they didn't use more explosives is because... that the site is directly above the City Place DART station, and so there was a limit on the amount of explosives they could use without damaging anything under the surface.
Okay, that may be. All right, awesome reporting, Davey.
Thank you.
And way to meet another reporter.
Yeah, here. You need to get her on the show.
Up next, what's the deal with the NFL CBA, and how is that affecting Dak and Amari?